the earth is round and the earth does go around the sun.
Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
Well, why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
When we believe something, it's because someone has told us that that's how it is. And because we have given that person some of our power, due to them perhaps being an authority figure, or even just in our mind, somehow an authority on a topic, we take in what they have told us and we believe it. But that means that we don't actually know. We simply have an idea that has been handed to us, and we accept it, we believe in it. And so the difference between belief and knowing is massive. It's the difference between having been handed something versus having experienced something and come to your own conclusion, your own knowledge.
Up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere, the Microsoft Galaxy, Planet Starbucks.
For the first 4,000 years of our civilization, we believed that the Earth was a flattish disk surrounded by a solid dome barrier called the firmament. All of the five major religions had their own version of this, and the churches enforced the belief. Then, around 1514, a man named Copernicus created a new model of the world. He stated that if the Earth was spinning around 1,100 miles an hour and circling the Sun at 60,000 miles an hour, the world was then round. And while the math more or less worked, there was a problem. It was 1500, and the technology to prove such a theory wasn't there. The first balloon to carry people wasn't invented until 1760. Sailboats were the only travel over water, and the fastest thing on land was a horse. But the new worldview was promoted and took hold. The religions adapted to handle the new reality, and life moved on. More importantly, the globe model was quickly introduced into the education systems. Over the next 500 years, the challenges to this model faded, to the point where the globe was accepted as universally as physical laws such as gravity. the Earth you live on is flat.
Your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Don't think.
On the finger, or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
so they are afraid, constantly afraid, of us regaining our sovereignty, of us jettisoning belief systems, returning to our inner knowing, and becoming truly sovereign.
Cold out here.
Yeah, it is. It's like the South Pole.
It's like the deep South Pole, if there was one. There isn't, though.
The Peters projection.
It has fidelity of axis.
Fidelity of position.
East-west lines are parallel and intersect north-south axes at right angles.
What the hell is that?
It's where you've been living this whole time.
The legislature recognize that there is a debate about whether
critical
the earth
thinking.
Is round or flat.
No.
And you let's encourage critical thinking by saying there should be a legitimate debate between whether the earth is round or flat.
It's a long fly ball going back, and the ball shatters the sky, bringing the ocean itself down into the stadium. Oh, Simpson just broke this dream's reality wide open.
There's the UN flag. Also the symbol of the flat earth. Well, of course, if I say flat earth, then I gotta be an idiot, right? That's what they told you, right? It's a ball.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact.